Thank you, Judge, and good morning. The Missouri Public Service Commission is a creature of statute, and as such, it may only exercise those powers which are expressly granted to it, or as this case, as this court recognized in the utility consumers case in 1979, such powers that, quote, by clear implication, are necessary to carry out the powers specifically granted. The question before this court today is there an express grant of authority that allows the PSC to intervene as it has repetitively in FERC matters regarding MoGas? There's no suggestion either in the PSC order below or in the briefing in this case that the clear implication component of that disjunctive, in other words, the second component, is applicable. There is a position asserted here by the PSC and below that there is, in fact, express language. So what we need to do is search for that express language, a search that we have embarked on for weeks and months and years and have yet to find.
If it's express, how hard do you have to search?
No question about it, Judge. One would think that express means express. And in fact, Section 030 of 386 says, it talks about express, and it says don't even try to construe this language to violate that. So express should be fairly simple and straightforward express. And before I get to the rest, I want to give the court just a little bit of history. The PSC has intervened and brought about this petition to terminate the interventions in at least 12 matters before FERC, all coming after it lost the jurisdiction of MoGas as an intrastate pipeline. It filed two separate actions, the PSC did, to prevent MoGas from becoming an interstate pipeline. In one, it said, we want to try to enjoin you from becoming an interstate pipeline. In the second, it said, we want damages, we want penalties from you because you had the temerity to try to become an interstate pipeline without first asking our permission. Since that time, it has seriatim intervened in the FERC proceedings and taken the position as an advocate, a position I would suggest to the court that the legislature never contemplated. In each one of these proceedings, it has taken the position as a party opponent to MoGas, serving onerous discovery requests. I have examples of 120 document requests, thousands of documents.
What if, given Schechter Poultry and the Filburn case, what did the federal government do with this? I mean, did they?
Judge, the federal government in FERC and what they rely on, what the federal government has said in a regulation, not an act of Congress, but in a regulation, it said state commissions automatically intervene. File a notice of intervention and we're done. Okay? That's what the FERC regulation says. Our question, though, isn't the FERC regulation. That's a procedural matter.
Right, that's business.
Our question becomes, did the state authorize you to do whatever it is that may be allowed? They don't get to that second question. They can't answer that second question.
Do I understand nobody is following the reasoning followed by the Court of Appeals here? Is that
that reasoning has not been followed, and I would suggest to the court there's no really legitimate basis to suggest that gas plant analysis is the correct analysis. There was no evidence, as I think the court is aware, there was no evidence. This was submitted on the pleadings and is before this court as a pure matter of law.
How have other states, I know we're unique, we have our own statutory structure, how have other states handled this?
Well, Judge, we gave some examples of how other states have used the kind of express language that you asked me about in the first question here. What other states have done, for instance, in Minnesota, have included language that says our Public Utilities Commission may, quote, participate in any proceedings before any federal agency or commission. Connecticut says that its Department of Public Utility Control may, quote, appear in and participate in any regulatory or judicial proceedings, federal or state. Oregon, we quote from. Maryland, we quote from. So the fact of the matter is, as we have suggested here, if that's what the legislature really wanted the PSC to do, Again, enter as an advocate. Oppose everything MoGas wants to do. If that's what the legislature wanted, why not just enact that legislation? And frankly, Judge, if I could just finish.
Please.
And frankly, judges, that's precisely what they tried to do after the circuit court order overturning the PSC order. They went across the street and said, here's the language that we need in that section 210, which delineates all the possible communications. What they went across the street to the legislature, and we've included the language, it would allow the kind of intervention that we're talking about in this case. The legislature didn't enact that bill. I'm sorry, Judge Stitt.
That's okay. That was helpful. I know you say in those four jurisdictions, they have specific authority to get involved as a party. I believe I'm correct that opposing counsel cited a number of other jurisdictions, and they said some of those did not have that. They had interpreted language like our 387.210 that says you can make joint investigations and hold joint hearings and so forth with FERC and other commissions to include intervening as a party or as a litigant. Is that correct?
I think that's an overstatement, Judge. Again, whether or not the kind of issue that we've raised here was raised in any of those cases, I'm not certain. I don't think we could look to those states. I think we look to our state in this court, and the Western District particularly has made certain that in the Cass County case, in the mobile home case that you wrote, Judge, other cases of that nature have said, look, if it's not there, it's not there. One Western District opinion said, we've looked at all 2,500 words, and we still don't see what Judge Teitelman asked about at the beginning of this. If it's expressed, where is it? Why do we have to go through this strained interpretation to get there? So, Judge, I don't think any other case has, and whether it has or not, I don't think has any precedential effect on what this court decides Missouri should do.
Thank you.
I think the other thing I'd like to do is focus on the language of 030 as the language that controls the entire statutory scheme. And what does that say? Recognizing that for right now, MoGas is an interstate pipeline, much to the chagrin of the Missouri Public Service Commission. MoGas is an interstate pipeline. So what does the entire prefatory language 030 in terms of its application in interstate commerce say? Neither this chapter nor any provision of this chapter, except when specifically so stated, shall apply to or be construed to apply to commerce with foreign nations or commerce among the several states of the Union, except insofar as the same may be permitted under the provisions of the Constitution of the United States and the Acts of Congress. Okay? So basically what this is saying at the in Chapter 386, hey, if it's interstate commerce, none of this stuff applies except if the Constitution of the United States provides no such issue here, or an act of Congress so provides. And again, that's not the end of the analysis, is it? So even if an act of Congress applies, there still has to be something within the statutory mechanism that would say, Congress has said you can do this. Now, did our state legislature say we want our Public Service Commission to do it? So we need both of those components to be satisfied. They don't try to get there. They can't get there. Section 210, 386.210, talks about the types of communications with agencies such as FERC. Here's what's allowed. You may confer. You may discuss. You may communicate. No intervention mentioned. There's a long laundry list. And I think all of us can accept the fact it's a precept of statutory construction that the expression of one is the exclusion of the other. All of the forms of communication denominated in 386.210, how you get to communicate with FERC, PSC, all of those methods of communication do not include the concept of intervention. And I would submit to the court, there's a reason for that.
But what about the language in any other way? Isn't that in the statute?
Judge, it is in the statute, but I think any other way should kind of follow what came before, as we kind of pointed out in our brief. That is, any other way, including becoming a party litigant in a proceeding in an interstate commerce matter. Doesn't say that. So I think just the reading of the statute to suggest that in any other way could be construed, again, I would say that would be in violation of 386.030. We have to strain a construction that would say any other way means intervention. Then I think, Judge Breckenridge, you would get to the point where you'd say, well, what doesn't it mean? Go file your lawsuits, do whatever you want to do. Again, the PSC continues to say we are all powerful. We get to do whatever we choose to do without regard to statutory limitations. It's absolutely not the case. It is not supported, and their search for this express grant, no different than those in the other cases that we've seen, in assignment of claims.
You were going to say what the reason was.
The reason... Oh, I apologize, Judge.
No, you don't apologize. We asked you questions.
The reason is that the Public Service Commission is a quasi-judicial body in most instances. It is not an advocate. It has taken a position in each of these cases for one party to proceedings before it. That is the consumer, they say, the ratepayers. In fact, I think what the legislature says, it's time that we make certain that we have the PSC also taking care of the utilities, the investors in the utilities who would want to come to the state of Missouri and not worry about a one-sided PSC that is only worried about one thing and one side. The investors by statute should be rewarded with a profit. Investors should be encouraged to come to the state of Missouri as opposed to being discouraged by the PSC hiring outside counsel in Washington, D.C.
You're not suggesting the legislature could not authorize this kind of action, though?
Judge, I am not in the least. And
but
I would
maybe a policy judgment on that their part whether to do so.
Correct. And I would suggest to the court if the ruling is as we see, as we would deem fit and appropriate under the circumstances, they will march across the street to the Capitol building and do as they tried to do in 2010, whether successful or not. But I think that that certainly is something that can be remedied by legislation. But until that legislation is in place with an express grant, they do not have the authority to do what they're doing.
Does DeMars or Judge Page, do you have any questions?
Not at this time. Thank you.
To follow on Judge Breckenridge's question, would not your interpretation then almost amend the statute to say that they may express their concern to the Federal Commission through these enumerated methods or in any other way except that way that is most likely to be efficacious?
Well, that would be my interpretation. I think the most efficacious way would be one of those that are denominated in the statute. In other words, Judge, I do not believe that there could be an interpretation allowing it to do something beyond, if I'm understanding your question, what is denominated there. In other words, 1, 2, 3, 700, I don't think is the way that we would interpret the statute.
Thank you, Mr. Carmody.
Good morning. May it please the court. Jennifer Heintz for the Missouri Public Service Commission. The relief that MoGas has asked for in this case is unique. MoGas would make the Missouri Public Service Commission the only state commission in the nation that does not have the authority to intervene in matters at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
What, are there any other states that don't have express language
there are many
that allow intervention?
There are many states that have statutory language that is very similar to, or in fact identical to, the language that Missouri has. Public Service Commission law is an area of law where the states tend to borrow freely from one another. Missouri actually started its Public Service Commission Act by relying on the New York law as it existed at the time. I've cited some of the cases or some of the statutes in my brief. There may be more out there.
But, counsel, we have to be guided by the language that's actually used in the statutes and however they interpret it. Show me where they, what they interpret to give you this authority. Because unless it's a, is, it, do you agree that it has to be expressly set out in the statute for you to have it? That it's an enumeration of authority you have as opposed to the Constitution. You have only the enumerated authority given you by the statutes in the Constitution. Is that correct?
Yes, and it is enumerated.
So where is it enumerated?
It's enumerated in two places. The first place I would turn is 386.210. And there was some discussion of the language in that statute. The PSC may confer with federal agencies such as the FERC, and they may do so.
Let me interrupt you.
Yes,
of course. They may confer, and that's the word the statute uses. And Mr. Carmody went through, they may confer in person, by correspondence, by attending conventions, or any other way. So there isn't the language any other way, but it modifies confer. And it says confer on any matter relating to the performance of its duties. So we would have to interpret confer to mean participate as a party in a federal proceeding. And is that a legitimate part meaning of the word confer?
Yes. And let me back up a little bit and talk about the various ways. First of all, there's been an implication here, I think, that the PSC is somehow picking on MoGas, and that's simply not true. The PSC is very involved at the FERC in many cases, the vast majority of which do not involve MoGas, and I will kind of go through a couple of things that the PSC routinely does at the FERC. It participates in notice and comment rulemaking proceedings. It participates in tariff.
Does that require a motion to intervene?
The notice and comment rulemaking is simply filing comments. If it's a tariff variance, for example, or any other kind of adjudicatory case, it does require a notice of intervention. But the FERC, in its own procedural rules, as they were delegated to Congress by the Natural Gas Act, doesn't give itself any discretion. What the rule says is that a state commission is a party upon the filing of a timely notice of intervention. There's no question. And in fact, I couldn't find any case where there was ever any question brought in front of the FERC about a state commission's ability to intervene
That's not the issue being raised. FERC permits it, but it can't give authority to our state commission. It didn't say Missouri has to allow it. It says they're permitted to intervene, but we still have to permit it. Are you saying that that would overrule if our legislature, for instance, said you may not intervene, that they could do it anyway because of the FERC regulation?
I don't think that it says that, Your Honor, but I think that...
Are you suggesting they could overrule what our legislature says about their authority? That the fact that the FERC reg allows the PSC to intervene means it has to be permitted to intervene regardless?
It doesn't overrule a statute. Okay. 386.210 allows it. The FERC regulation kind of demonstrates why this is so necessary.
It's really common, and it might be really good public policy, but where... Are you conferring now with us, and you would go back and say we conferred with the Supreme Court today in oral argument? Because isn't that what you're saying?
I think that this is a way for me to confer with you, Your Honor, to answer your questions. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you for conferring with us. I might also add MoGas. I would submit cannot be picked on when they. Bring in Jerry Carmody as their lawyer. Carmody's a very fine lawyer, and no one can pick on Jerry Carmody.
He certainly argued very ably this morning, Your Honor.
And the other thing is, litigation implies costs, implies a lot more, you know, than confer. Confer means hi. Yeah, nice to talk with you. Sorry, the convention is good to hear what you're saying. I'd like to know what you're doing. Litigation is, if anyone's thinking, is a lot different than confer, and to say in any other way would seem to be modifying what preceded it, which means confer or some other way of conferring, some other synonym of conferring. So I don't know. I take me from confer to litigation.
In any other way,
Right. Means it refers back to what preceded it, not into something. How does confer come to litigation? Is there any synonym, any thesaurus that has the word confer refer to litigation?
I'm not aware of any direct synonym in any Roget's thesaurus or anything like that. However, I think one of the visiting judges brought up a good point. What way would be more effective than for the PSC to intervene, to present its positions to the firm?
Sometimes even in this court, we understand that that there's a difference between being allowed to express an opinion, for example, as a friend of the court in an amicus brief, as opposed to being a party in the litigation where you're really a stakeholder in that regard.
If you lose your separate costs?
Or for like rulemaking, confer, that somewhat makes sense to me in the rulemaking process. That's where everybody gets to throw out their opinion and then somebody else makes a decision. There's no harm in that, but it seems different than to have some real skin in the game, so to speak, like a party to a case being allowed to intervene.
There would be harm if the commission were not permitted to intervene. Say we sent a letter to the FERC
What could you not get done by conferring or participating, in essence, like an amicus, that you can get done as an intervener, as a party?
The presentation of evidence, the cross-examination of witnesses, all of the roles that a litigator undertakes in a rate case, which then flow into the FERC's determination of what rates are just and reasonable, the commission would lose that if they were not permitted to be a party to the case.
Who would represent, without the PSC being there, who would represent the ratepayers in Missouri?
No one.
But ratepayers could if you're being affected, if you're a state entity and you'd be affected by the rate increases, as a ratepayer, you could intervene, could you not, in the federal proceedings?
The FERC has very liberal intervention. However, an individual ratepayer would intervene only on behalf of itself, and the probability or the likelihood that those ratepayers would have the knowledge that a rate case is going on at the FERC, or the sophistication to intervene, or the resources to do that is really unlikely. And
but
let me
talk
like about
Complete Gas, or a company that purchases gas from, or purchases, takes whatever the product is from the pipeline, they're big enough to intervene.
Right, but they don't have the same interest as the ratepayer, because Laclede and Ameren and the municipalities, the other customers of the pipeline who are buying from the pipeline capacity and transmission, once the FERC sets those rates get passed directly on to the ratepayer. So there's not very much incentive for the utilities to bargain, to contract for the best rate, because they're going to pass it straight on to the ratepayers. The commission becomes involved because once those rates are set and the LDCs, the Lacledes and the Ameren gas companies come into the commission to set their intrastate rates, the commission doesn't have the authority to change that transmission rate, even if the commission thinks it's unjust and unfair. The place that rate gets set is at the FERC, which is why we go there, to make sure it's just and fair. So when it flows through to the ratepayers, they're paying a fair rate.
But those sound like great reasons why you might want to go across the street and ask for authority to intervene. But if you don't have that authority, the fact that it would be, in your view, the most expedient way and the most effective way to represent the ratepayers of Missouri, how does that we can't put something in there that's not there. So where is it there? If it's not in confer, where else is it? And in particular, how do we read it into 287.210 when it talks about you basically working with FERC, making joint investigations, joint hearings, issuing joint orders? It doesn't talk about you being a litigant. It talks about you being an adjudicator with them. So you would take a totally different role.
That's right. And the FERC has two different processes.
I understand
right.
They allow it, but our statute, how does
the
it
The joint part, the 7 that's in sub 7 that's in there right now, doesn't get used very much, and it doesn't get used very much anymore because in 1978, the price of gas at the wellhead was deregulated. The pipelines now sell transmission. They don't sell the gas. And so when it was the case where there might be a company who had both intrastate and interstate functions, some of which would be regulated by the FERC and some of which would be regulated by the MOPSC, there were a lot more joint hearings in the 70s than there are
today.
And
that may not be an effective mechanism, but I mean, aren't you arguing that authorizes you to intervene as a litigant, or where else do you get authority beyond the word confer? What else in the statutes do you suggest gives you authority to intervene other than the word confer in any way? Or is that the only basis?
210, the in any other way.
Uh-huh.
27, that is the joint hearings. If we talk about 030 just a little bit, that does tie into federal law because what 030 says is that PSC law doesn't apply except to the extent that an act of Congress or the Constitution permits it. And so when we look to the Natural Gas Act.
It doesn't apply to interstate.
Right. Well, first of all, you know, we're not setting rates for MoGas here when we're intervening as a litigant. That would clearly be beyond our authority. What we can't do, according to this, the United States Supreme Court, we cannot set rates or regulate MoGas. We're not attempting to do that. And we may not do by regulation, by PSC regulation, indirectly what we can't do directly. Neither of those things are happening here. What we do have is the Natural Gas Act. So the Natural Gas Act is an act of Congress, and throughout that act, there are myriad ways for the state commissions to become involved, and under 030, as long as they're sanctioned by an act of Congress, they're allowed.
So you're saying they can't overrule our statutes, and as long as it's permitted for you to get involved, they can do it because it's not prohibited or it's permitted by an act of Congress, and so the state cannot preclude you from intervening because the state sets out what authority you have. The statute set out what authority you have, and if this court finds it does not include the authority to intervene, you're saying that's okay since the federal courts, FERC lets us do it, you can't stop us. How does that consistent with the limited authority granted to the PSC? It's only enumerated authority.
I wouldn't read.
I'm not understanding your 030 argument unless it's that. I don't understand how.
The 030 is what permits Missouri law, which has 386210, which has the any other way.
It does not apply to interstate unless
to harmonize with federal law.
Right.
When the federal law in this case is the Natural Gas Act.
Mm-hmm. But
given 386210, the Western District said impliedly gives the PSC authority, right? So what other states where there is not express authority use language similar to this confer language that we have that grants them authority?
Off the top of my head, North Dakota, Idaho, Arkansas, Alabama, they're listed in my brief.
Can you tell me exactly what language they're using, and maybe you cite it here and I haven't seen it, what language they're using that is similar to our language, confer, and et cetera?
All of those statutes are in the appendix to my brief from those states with the statutory language that's similar to the PSC.
Do you concede that you sought more express authority than what's contained in the current statutes but not been able to receive it from the Missouri legislature?
There was a bill introduced in 2010. The PSC did initially sponsor the bill. It did not pass. And I'm speaking just for myself here and not the commission. By the time that version got through committee and had been altered and amended and changed by various parties, I was frankly grateful that it didn't pass. I think we're better off with what we have.
Even if what you have means that you don't have authority to intervene?
We do have authority to intervene under what we have now.
let me ask you a question about authority then. Who gets to decide that at this point? I mean, is that really the decision that we have to make today?
That's the question in front of the court. And the courts clearly have the ability to determine whether a commission action is lawful.
But aren't you essentially asking this court to kind of wander down an intricate path of statutes and federal laws that is reserved for the legislature that the Western District declined to wander down in that 1OK case?
The One Oak case is a case that I argued that case in front of this court, and MoGas relies very heavily on it. It was factually very different from this case. What that case entailed was the commission's attempt to accept assignments from utilities who hold the cause of action and litigate those claims as in the shoes of those utilities. We're not seeking to do anything close to that here. What we're trying to do in this case is assert the rights of ratepayers in front of a federal regulatory commission. So I think we've got, you know, there's very different factual underpinnings to this case.
Similarly, aren't you doing something that the legislature has not specifically given you the right to do unless you rope together statutory authority from other places by making the language in any other way to be the same thing as a motion to intervene or the ability to intervene?
I'm sorry, could you ask that question again? I want to give you an answer that is answers the question so we can unwind it a little bit.
I didn't mean to confuse you.
I'm sorry.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, are you trying to have us construe the language in any other way in the statute that goes along with the language that you can confer by making that jump that gives you some kind of an express authority from the legislature to be able to do that? And isn't that the same thing that they kind of declined to do because that's reserved for the legislature to do?
I believe that express authority is there in 386.210. I will concede that in One Oak, the authority to accept an assignment from a utility is way more of a stretch than we've got here.
What's the difference? Explain to me the difference in terms of the statutory language that's involved in those questions. What makes one a bigger jump than the other?
386.210 wasn't necessarily a play in One Oak. That was 386.040, the enabling statute, the necessary and proper clause in that statute. And what the facts were in that case.
Well, not the facts. I'm talking about the stretching of words is what I'm concerned. That seems to me where the jump is. They're both kind of assumptions that you can step in the shoes for somebody else. One for companies, one for ratepayers.
The difference would be that in One Oak, the law was that the cause of action belonged to the utility and only the utility. We clearly in Missouri have the ability as the Public Service Commission to serve and protect Missouri ratepayers, which is different than asserting a Sherman Act cause of action on behalf of a utility. That would be the difference.
The authority, your opponent argues that the authority given to the PSC in a quasi-judicial body is more to adjudicate and not to advocate. Can you point to express language that gives the PSC the authority to advocate other than the language you referred to before? Are there any other provisions in the statute that puts the PSC in the role of an advocate?
There are references throughout the Public Service Commission law. It can sue and be sued in its own name. In 386.071, that establishes the general counsel, and it permits the commission to direct the general counsel to intervene if allowed in certain matters.
Because there is the position of public counsel. And you were saying that if the PSC was not allowed to intervene in the federal proceedings, there would be no one to protect the ratepayers. Mm-hmm. But under the statutory scheme for the PSC, there is the public counsel, and that's the role of the public counsel in PSC proceedings. Is that correct?
In PSC proceedings, yes.
And the legislature has chosen not to give the position that they set up to be the advocate. They have not given that entity the authority to intervene in federal proceedings. Is that a correct statement?
Public counsel has that specific question of whether the public counsel can intervene at the FERC has not come before the court. Public counsel has attempted to initiate a damages action in circuit court in Missouri, and the Southern District Court of Appeals said that they did not have the statutory authority to do that.
One final question. I'm looking in your appendix, and I see a number of states have this confer language. I don't see any cases interpreting them. Opposing counsel said that he wasn't aware of any cases that have addressed this issue in any of these other states.
I have been unable to find a case.
Okay. So as far as you know, this is a first impression issue, what the confer language means.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm way over time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Mr. Carmody, don't you have any charts or graphs or aerial photographs of the pipeline or anything to bring us?
I'm actually going to bring a pipeline in a minute. But Judge Stith, to your point, and Judge Draper, to your question, and this broad statement that there are these other cases out there interpreting and so forth, in our search, there are none that would interpret that kind of language to allow an intervention that we have found, period. No cases that would say, if I'm going to confer about something, knock on a door and say, how are you? Let's confer about whether we should seek intervention would be the logical step. I think, why don't we just go back to logical steps and an interpretation of the English language as the English language, whether it's express, whether it's this kind of a concept. Confer does not mean intervene, period. Secondly, Judge Fisher, you raised earlier, and I think others have the same question in their mind. The concept here is that if the PSC is not there doing it at FERC, my God, we're going to have all these ratepayers in Missouri who are going to go unprotected. Well, trust me, this agency does not sit back and say, what else do you want, MoGas? Okay, fine, let's check that box. You're done. Move on. We'll go take the next one. It obviously has its own staff, just like their staff, except obviously eons larger, who take the very same positions that they would take. In addition, look at the compression case that we have attached to the legal file, which we've made as part of the legal file. You will see that this case, like every other case, has the intervention of our customers. There's Laclede as an intervener. There's Ameren UE as an intervener.
Before FERC?
Yes, Judge, they obviously...
Because they point out they can't re-decide things that have been decided by FERC. If certain rates have been approved, they can't re-look at that. So just doing things in the state level doesn't give them all the opportunity to be involved that they would have.
So they say. Right. And that, Judge, I think, like anything else, is a policy question that need not be addressed in this building. It ought to be addressed in the building across the street, where policy considerations, all the reasons why we should have this power, efficacious or not, Judge DeMars, I understand. You may say your voice will best be heard by intervening. One could say maybe that's the case. If so, there's a whole bunch of people across the street who will listen to that, who have an interest in protecting that, and will say, okay, you're no longer what we intended you to be. You are now an advocate, and we will let you go forth and advocate against the very utilities that we are seeking to survive and profit in the state of Missouri.
Mr. Carmody, I just ask a question of your opposing counsel, because you brought up the point and you said they're intended to be a quasi-judiciary judicial body, which would indicate they don't have the right to advocate. And I asked her, where in the statutes would they have that right? And she referred me to the authority of the general counsel. And in the statutes regarding the general counsel, he says, if directed to do so by the commission, to intervene if possible in any action or proceeding in which any question is involved, to commence and prosecute in the name of the state all actions and proceedings. So clearly, on behalf of the commission, the general counsel has a right to be an advocate. So how does that authority play into this question?
But Judge, I would suggest, I don't know in this context that it could advocate against the very entities over which it claims to have, as the PSC order suggested, continuing supervisory or jurisdictional powers.
And can you give me an example of where they could advocate and what kind of proceedings that wouldn't be this similar type of proceeding?
Maybe some with respect to other commissions, other states, other entities, enforcement of PSC orders, for instance, possibly, Judge, if there's noncompliance with the PSC order and there may need to have a general counsel go forth and do it. But I think, not necessarily directly answering your question, but taking, but getting to the point that I think is most important, is the grant of the power to the general counsel doesn't enable the party itself to do anything.
I understand.
Okay, assuming that the party has the right to do all that, then general counsel, you may go forth and do it, so there's no dispute.
But it does suggest there must be some occasion when they can intervene, otherwise they wouldn't give the authority. So
Correct, Judge.
So I think the question was, what are those occasions?
And none comes to mind right now, but there may be those circumstances. Again, not the issue here. The issue here is intervention before FERC. And that is something that needs to have an express grant. It is not an express grant. And a broad statement like, oh, golly, we're going to be the only commission in the United States, there's no evidence of that. It's just a blank, it's just a bald statement saying we're the only ones that can't do it. Well, again, if we're the only ones that can't do it, and I'm not accepting that, there's no evidence in the record, and there's nothing to support that, but even assuming that, go across the street and say, we don't want to be left out. We want to be able to go do this, and we want to be able to go advocate. There's no express grant in the statutory scheme before this court. This is simply not authorized. They need an express grant of authority, and there is none. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carmody. The case will be taken under submission.